AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Poland's prime minister raises military preparedness in the NATO country and orders an investigation after a Russian-made missile hit an area about 15 miles from the border with Ukraine. Two people were killed. The Polish government hasn't said whether it was a targeting error or if the missile could have been knocked off course by Ukrainian missile defenses. Russia denies any involvement. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
When it comes to our security commitments and Article 5, we've been crystal clear that we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
It happened as Russia fired its largest missile barrage of the war against Ukraine, hitting energy sites as well as apartment buildings and other residential areas. Victims of a deadly parade crash in Wisconsin speak at the sentencing hearing of the man who was behind the wheel. APZ Donahue has this.
Darryl Brooks Jr. drove his red SUV through the parade in downtown Waukesha last year. Lindsay Conkle's family was in the parade.
In a split second, excited cheers turned into sounds of screaming and horror. A trail of bloody bodies were left laying in the road.
Brooks was convicted of 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Sherry Sparks' 8-year-old son, Jackson, was killed.
I feel gutted and broken. It hurts to breathe sometimes. It hurts to live without him here. My mama's soul aches for him.
Spark says Brooks has shown no empathy. She wants the maximum sentence.
This man not only took Jackson away from our family, he violently ripped Jackson out of our lives.
Each homicide count against Brooks carries a mandatory life sentence. Brooks chose to represent himself during the trial, despite overwhelming evidence against him.
A judge overturns Georgia's ban on abortion starting around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. A federal appeals court issues a temporary stay of a lower court judge's order that pared back enforcement of New York's new gun law. This is AP News. A conservative church says it will support a federal same-sex marriage law.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it supports efforts underway in Congress to safeguard same-sex marriage rights. The nearly 17 million member Utah-based faith said in a statement that church doctrine would continue to consider same-sex relationships to be against God's commandments. Yet it said it would support rights for same-sex couples as long as they don't infringe upon religious groups' rights to believe as they choose. Support for the Respect for Marriage Act, under consideration in Congress, is the church's latest step to stake out a more welcoming stance towards the LGBTQ community while holding firm to its belief that same-sex relationships are sinful. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A tie in the race for sheriff in Conecuh County in South Alabama. A recount is Friday. If they're still tied, Republican Mike Blackmon and Democrat Randy Brock will decide the race by drawing lots. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.